there's far too many of you dying. You know we.
Session is a podcast that displays the black man's perspective in society. Session is hosted by three black men, myself, Valley G,
Javel Martinez,
and Queso. We touch on real life topics like politics, music, culture, values, but more importantly, we have thought-provoking content. Our goal is to have three authentic perspectives.
We're not here to play it safe. You could agree with us or not. Hell, we invite the rebuttals. We know the podcast won't be for everybody, but hey, this is us.
The Session. Two G's
and a pod
with a side of queso.
Yo, 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 we are back in the building, live, direct, in effect. This your boy Valley G. What's good, ladies and gentlemen?
Yo, 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 it's your boy Javel Martinez. Yeah, and we're back, like Valley said. It's been a little minute.
It's been a little minute.
Life be lifing.
Yeah, we adulting out here.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems during our I wouldn't call it a hiatus. I say a brief break, brief intermission, however you
want to. Yeah, a little change up.
During that time, man, it's been a lot going on. I don't know if we'll be able to quite catch everything, but Javel, man, where you want to start today, man?
How you
been, man? Life
good? Me?
Good holidays?
Bro, yeah, everything's actually been pretty good, man.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I was with the people, with my fam.
Good food.
You know, we had our island food.
Jerk turkey.
Not jerk turkey. We had a curry goat.
Okay.
Some oxtail, you know.
Hey.
Some fish. But yeah.
What's salt fish and
No.
Not that one.
We didn't have salt fish.
You know what I mean?
We had some snapper, bro. Fried snapper. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why would that man like snapper, man? You know, sort of guy. But, yeah, maybe did the whole fried turkey, baked turkey as well. I think somebody smoked it too. That was pretty good.
So y'all had three different types of turkey?
Yeah. We do multiple
kinds. That's crazy, bro.
Got to, man.
Y'all was asleep. I know y'all was sleeping,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Hey, turkey, I think it's a chemical in turkey that's
bro.
Actually
yes.
Designed to put you down to sleep.
And y'all was
asleep. Can help induce, the slumber for the person. But, yeah, man, it's good food. Definitely no complaints there. But as I was saying, man, where you want to start today, bro? Well, I can I go ahead and start it?
Yeah.
I got some.
Okay, who you want
so,
to start?
So, you
with?
Know,
I think I know where you're going to start.
Probably. So, I don't know if you quite remember this, but I remember watching this video a long time ago. You know, I guess you could consider us kind of
Season.
We some vets. You know what I'm saying? We the old heads in the locker room telling the young boys how to play.
For real.
You remember in them early YouTube days or whatever? Like, probably closer to Vine, but not Vine wasn't quite there. I remember this video called Puffy is Poison.
I'm dead. I knew you was going
to
go there.
Had to, man. Puffy is Poison.
And it he'll like, kill it was your like, career.
It was like a detailed breakdown of how...
How to end your career.
How Diddy had basically screwed over every bad boy artist out of their publishing, out of their masters, just out of all kinds of stuff.
Out like of how their career.
How they all had one hit, how you'll sacrifice that one album or one hit and the rest of your career is just in shambles.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but man, Puff had these allegations. I know you kind of heard a little bit about that.
I gotta pull this tweet up he wrote the other day.
Oh, Lord. So you've seen his response already.
Is that the one where he was like, assassinating my character? Yeah, I'm pulling it up.
All right, so I get into the allegations, because maybe our audience doesn't quite
know. Yeah, let's give them background.
But basically, Cassie filed a civil lawsuit against Sean P. Diddy Combs. I want to say that lawsuit was like somewhere in the range of like, what, 30 million?
Yeah, it was 30 million.
It was a civil suit, so it wasn't a criminal case, but it was a civil suit where she alleged that Puff had been abusing, drugging, sexually abusing her for many, many years, and amongst the other lists of heinous and very, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for.
Like sexual innuendos and behaviors and trauma.
All kind of wild stuff insinuated in this deposition. And it was a deposition that was had a parental advisory on it or something. I'd never seen that before. It's
pretty graphic, yeah.
But as I'm reading it, I'm like, man, you know, this thing comes out. Every major mainstream network picked it up, you know what I'm saying? And they run
everybody was talking about it, bro.
And as I'm reading it, I'm like, man, this is pretty graphic. I didn't read it in its entirety, but I definitely did, you know, skim through it to see like what is really being alleged here.
Right.
I can't say it was nothing in there. In my opinion, none of it sound unbelievable to me.
Stuff that we've all heard before.
Yeah. Right. Now, what's funny is the funniest thing is, well, a few of the funny things were basically Puff, I don't know if he blew up Cuddy's car or he just set it on fire.
It was crazy
to see old tweets from like 2013 and 2014 talking about that. And I'm like, damn. To me, that's just mind-boggling. That was one of the things that really popped in that deposition for me. Another thing that popped was how Cassie said she recalled them finding Puff being given the location of where Shook Knight was and getting every piece of artillery, every weapon, every gun in whatever mansion or household he was in, and then calling like an army of dudes to come to the crib. And to go off and like find Shook Knight, I was just like, "Wow, man, that's crazy, that's wild."
Yeah, bro, but that's just half of what's going on with him right now.
Right. So wait. So you think Puff is Puff secretly like a supervillain?
I think he's involved in way more than what he's telling, and he has to live and have a certain persona of himself.
Right.
What is that? I don't know. I mean, we could only go by what's being perceived and what we think we know.
I'm gonna tell you this: I ain't never seen nobody settle
30 mil that quick for something that
24 out in less than 24.
Yeah, because it's like, yo, shut up! You talking too much. Shut up.
Well, so the next question that leads kind of to is,
and he had to step down from his company.
So he stepped down from Revolt,
right.
Which, you know, the PR hit you gonna take there.
Right.
They're talking about
pulling his shit in the stores.
Pulling the stuff from Macy's. How many people you know still wear Sean John?
I think those older older black men that you see in the club that know all the dance moves and shit, be bumping.
They're rocking all white like some new veneers.
Yeah, yeah. Like whoever wears Steve Harvey suits may still wear Sean.
A Steve Harvey suit, nigga, baby.
Like, all right, let me stop. Like, if you wear Steve Harvey suits, I know you have some Sean John in there. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. It's just not my style. But
two class for Steve, man. I remember him showing off them combinations for those seven different colors.
Oh, bro,
fire, whatever. How many
to how many suits you could get from that?
He gave niggas game. For
he
that,
ain't
man.
Hitting a lot because he did snap on that.
So all right, so he lost. So Puff lost. Or he steps down from Revolt. They're pulling his stuff out of Macy's. I believe another school that he had like some kind of partnership with. They went ahead and dissolved that.
I heard he's going broke.
Is that more dissolve?
Yeah, dissolve.
Dissolve.
Yeah.
Dissolve.
No, dissolve.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, pardon me, audience. You know, I've been messing up sometimes, but hey, we here. So is this the end of Puff?
Bro, you didn't even okay. So have you not heard what else is going on with him?
So I know he released a statement the other day, which I know you were looking up.
Nah, but you didn't hear about the whole shit with like Usher, Trey Songz, like you didn't hear about the Diddy parties.
So I know he just got hit with another allegation.
This is all planned, by the way.
You think it's planned?
Oh yeah, it was one of those like, hey, if we actually want to win, we got to hit them at the same time because this shit has been back to back.
So there was you know about the Survivors Act or whatever,
right?
Correct. So Jamie Foxx, a couple other people got hit with allegations from like
years ago,
decades, right. Maybe 20 years. You know, so I don't know how true any of that stuff is. I don't.
Yeah, bro. But how does all of this stuff come out? Like now your parties are being talked about.
What's crazy is
Kevin Hart
throughout all this.
Trey Songz.
Are you? I think it's interesting. We're seeing all the old, like, Young Jock interviews where he's talked, where people have talked about the wild shit, excuse my language, that Diddy
be
has
doing.
Done or been doing.
Yeah, it's like R. Kelly, bro. Sorry. My bad.
There's some similarities there. They said the difference between the two is what did we learn from all this? That R. Kelly was broke. That was one of the funniest tweets I've seen.
Yeah, they said Diddy's broke too.
No. Puff isn't broke. That, which is why I asked the question. Do you think this is the end of Puff? I would say no. I don't think Puff is going to be as strong because historically speaking.
Bro, this thing is like.
No, I'm just saying. Historically speaking.
No.
When we think about Puff, Puff likes being in front of the camera.
Yeah.
You think Puff's a millionaire. That's why he can settle $30 million
Listen, bro.
In 24 hours. I don't think you lose. If you're a billionaire, I don't think you lose your wealth like that.
Listen. This nigga's not dumb.
Right.
You remember wrestling Mick Foley?
Yeah. Mankind.
You might kill Mick Foley. But Mankind's coming back. Right. You kill Mankind, Cactus Jack coming back. Yeah, that's like Diddy. Diddy, Puff, Sean, he coming back. At, yeah.
This is Diddy right now. We about to get.
I think he's actually getting slapped over the head. Like, they keep really coming after him, but Diddy ain't dumb.
So you feel like, should we gonna get Sean next? Hey, guys.
Hey, I mean, he gonna go hang out with Mace. Oh, I was preaching and.
Hey, man, Mace, you know Mace on the show with Cameron, right?
What show is that? He's not doing gospel anymore?
Nah, bro.
Oh, so he's back.
Yeah, he's been back for a while.
Ooh, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar.
I think he still believes in his faith, bro.
But I mean, yeah.
Him and Mace have a show.
I didn't know that.
It's okay.
It's like seasons in or one season?
It's like almost like a similar. I don't know if I consider it a podcast because I don't think that's what it is. But they have a show on.
It's kind of like the 85 South show.
Yeah, kind of like that. It's on YouTube.
How many seasons in are there? Or like
probably less than like. Probably less than two.
Okay, so I don't feel too bad.
Yeah, it's still relatively.
What
new.
Is it called?
I can't even think of the name right now.
Yo, you know who died real fast?
Who?
That Bobby girl. I haven't heard from her in a minute.
Oh, the one that did the Drake interview?
Yeah, she did Drake, Tyga. Did you watch the Tyga one?
No. I didn't watch any of those. I didn't care about that girl.
It was interesting.
I'm gonna be real. I didn't give a fuck about none of them interviews, about her being awkward.
Okay, but listen. Did you know Tyga was an acronym for something?
Actually, no, I didn't know that. What's the acronym?
Fuck.
as he counts on his fingers. I don't know what that is.
Thank you, God, always.
It is what it is. That's what it's called. That's the name of Cam and Mason.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
I might ask you that again. But
check YouTube.
Thank you, God, always.
I'm gonna tell you this, bro.
Something like that.
I would call Cap on that. It's creative. I'm gonna call Cap on that because French Montana tried to come out and say Coke Boys meant something else. Fat Joe just said they called him fat because. Some other reason other than
him being fat.
No. He said they didn't call him. Yeah, they called him Joey Crack because the crack of his ass, and he's something about him not something about it not being drugs. I'm here to tell you, these niggas is out here capping because they everybody sees what's happening to Young Thug right now.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that Rico. And shout out to Thug's lawyer because I've never heard truly humbled under God. This man said Thug stands for truly. Humbled under God. He says, pushing P actually means pushing positivity. Thug's lawyers is working, bro. They are working. I don't know how much they're getting paid. I don't know how much he got them on their payroll. I don't know how much the hourly retainer is, but I'm here to tell you.
Who's feeding that man?
He was going in on his ass. I'm like, how you that big in prison?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or jail. I don't know. I don't know if he's in.
I think he's in jail.
He might still be in jail.
Not for no RICO charges. That's like federal, ain't it? He's in the feds, bro.
Well, no. The state of Georgia is going after him.
No,
that's what it is. But I
haven't been keeping up.
Not that much, but I definitely caught the truly humbled under God. I was like, okay, that's. Well, I like that. I've never heard that.
So
that man's creative.
They wanted to paint a mural in my old office.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, can we paint Pushing P on here? I'm like, what?
Pushing positivity. pushing positivity, JaVale. We gotta push it out here.
I was like, no, we're not paying this shit. They pay that shit.
They
out
was
here.
Gonna try it though. They was gonna try. They're
like, that's
it,
all man. We do is push P. Like, we do that all day. Like, oh yeah, get out of here.
Pushing everybody on.
Right, everybody.
I think rappers probably should be worried about these lyrics and start changing these acronyms and stuff positive.
Think about that name.
Yeah. Is it over for Puff? Nah, but I don't think it'll ever be the same, at least not right now.
Things will never be the same.
And I think my man is probably hurting a little more simply because...
He just gave 30 mil up. Like, what?
Well, not just that, bro. He can't be in front of the camera. And that's what he loved doing. Think about it.
Yeah, he gonna have to hide out for a little bit.
This is the quietest we've seen. I seen the statement talking about, you know, people trying to assassinate his character and all that stuff. And it's like, yeah, man, I feel you, but... The time to do that.
Bro, you did all this shit.
This is what I say. The time to release that statement and say that was probably when Cassie came out with that deposition. That was the time to release that. So it kind of falls on deaf ears now. You still playing Bad Boy stuff?
Interesting. How have the tables turned?
This is the question, right?
So you talking about... Diddy shit or
bad boy shit?
I mean, that's like fucking 34% of music, bro. That's a lot of music, bro. Man,
you know what it is.
That's a lot
you
of know music, the vibes. Bro. I might get that nigga up.
The reason I ask this question is because you don't know what Kells wrote. Kells is a great writer.
Bro, I feel you. I feel you. I low-key feel like you're reaching a little bit. But what I will say is...
All right, let me ask you.
Hold on. What I will say is, though, I did listen to Trap in the Closets 1 through 20 the other day, and them bitches is still sliding. But,
Did you play Puff's new Love album?
No.
You didn't?
Didn't even know he had one, to be honest.
He definitely does.
Is it good?
Yeah. Everyone says production on it's great, which is what I fully expected because it's... But no, it's a great R&B album. Who was it? Shout out to No Name. No Name told me it's a great album if you just remove Puff off of it.
Is No Name somebody that you're just not referencing?
No Name is from the other podcast I was on.
Okay.
Dear Future Robots, man.
Shout them out.
Wendy and No Name, man. What's going on? An episode with them. Hey, man, go check them out. Go check out that episode, man. Yeah, your boy's on there. But anyways, I don't know. It ain't over for Puff, but you can't be in front of the camera anymore.
How long do you think it's going to last?
You know what? It kind of depends if he continues to get allegations. But so for me...
I don't think it's done. This is war for them.
You think so?
Yeah, I think this is just like the first wave.
Well, I know you said Trey Songz, and I feel like he should have been...
Well, no. So, Trey Songz, him, Usher, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
This video keep flowing back up.
Survivor's Act. So, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It does. But,
yeah.
Speaking of somebody that actually got their freedom. Okay, we'll transition to freedom. Freedom. Freedom's a great thing, man. Free we all want to be free.
Free at last.
Thank God Almighty.
Free at last.
Man, so I don't know if you were aware, but the high school basketball phenom known as Mikey Williams was charged in the state of California with like 8 federal assault charges, assault with a deadly weapon, for an incident that happened in his LA home. He's throwing a party and some other kids came to the party and he asked him to leave and he ended up shooting off a firearm at a Uber as the kids were departing. So he was on trial for that, and his attorney managed to get all those charges wiped off for one misdemeanor that will require him to do...
Gun classes and stuff like that.
Gun classes and, I believe, anger management.
Mm-hmm.
But the young boy is getting his... He's getting...
His life back, bro.
Not just his life back. He's presumably getting a second chance
yeah.
that most people, don't especially get. High-profile minority athlete in his position...
And his age.
Would never get. He's getting.
I wonder if he was like really like involved in his community younger. Like what type of... They had to leverage his character a lot in that. And I'm pretty sure there's probably a lot to his story behind that.
I mean, he's one of those guys. He's one of those kids. He's projected to play at the
highest level.
Yeah, he's projected to play in the NBA, and I hope he does. You know what I mean? You want everybody to be able to achieve their dreams, but you know, just getting a second chance, man. Going from thinking that you're gonna be locked up, you know, for Lord knows how long, to, you know, now you got your freedom back. You know, hopefully, in the grand scheme and the grand scope of things, you know, Mikey realizes that, you know, life is much bigger than basketball, and hopefully he values basketball even more now, simply because, you know, you're getting it back and you're getting your freedom back. So I hope he takes advantage of that, man. You know, you like to see young brothers, especially that are talented and God, and, you know, giving gifts from God, you know what I'm saying? And his talent is God-given. So it's like, hey, man, it's a lot of guys that never even get the opportunity that you're getting right now, let alone get another chance at it. So hopefully he makes the most of it, man. That's the one thing I hope. He may never hear this, but just know, man, I'm pulling.
We're rooting for you. Yeah,
you got a whole bunch of people rooting for you to make it, young man. So
what does that case remind you of? Guns.
Yeah. In access.
Mm-hmm.
Gun control.
Yep.
You know what that leads me to?
What?
So, elections. You know, I mean, obviously right now it seems like it's Trump versus Biden, presumably. You know, things could easily change, but what are your thoughts on everything, man? Do you feel like...
I've been said Trump was going to run again.
Well, not just that. Do you think that the support for him will be there within this election? Like,
yes. I feel like a lot of young Democrats are going to... If Trump becomes an option, I think Trump will win.
I think Trump is an option.
No, when I say becomes an option, like becomes the Republican nominee. Like if he becomes the nominee, he's going to win the presidency. Biden will not win presidency again.
It's going to be interesting to see.
Like, what has life been like for you since Biden's been in office? Like, let's just keep it 100. Biden versus Trump. And Trump had the start of the pandemic. So let's talk about... Let's talk about
in
gas.
In my mind, life hasn't changed.
Price-wise of things hasn't changed?
I don't attribute that to Biden. Because I know that's not on him.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's on him, but it's quite a coincidence when Democrats come into office, certain things tend to happen.
I'm going to tell you, several companies have been hit with price gouging because that, like, remember the eggs where eggs were $12?
Bro, I remember that, bro. Yeah, but what I'm saying is you got to peep the patterns. I'm not saying I'm for Trump, but I tell you, life was not as expensive as it is right now when Trump was in office.
So you would attribute that to Biden being in office? Hey, is it?
No, it's a Democratic thing.
So you think?
I don't think the Democrats. I think the Democrats still stand on the basis of that we are here to support the minorities and this is what we're doing for them. And it's like, well, the one thing that you said you were going to do, you didn't even do. And that wasn't even for minorities. That was for everybody.
Well, what exactly did you expect them to do?
I didn't expect anything. I already knew what time it was when he was coming into office. Honestly, bro, I don't believe in either party, to be completely honest. So if it's sounding like I'm for somebody else over the other person, that is not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But what I am saying is if I have to choose between them two, mm-hmm. those are my two options. Mm-hmm. I am not choosing Biden.
Okay, so you're going to choose Trump.
I'm not choosing Biden.
Okay, so by default, you're going to choose Trump.
There might be an independent nominee that I might fuck with.
Okay, so if there's an ulterior option other than Biden and Trump.
It depends on what they're talking about.
Okay, well, that kind of leads me into my point. What's important to you?
I would say, like, stability in the economy, bro. Like, I'm at a point where I should be able to afford to buy a house, and I can't. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like it shouldn't be this hard to live in America right now. So who's talking about stabilizing the economy? You know, who's talking about what the future looks like for our economy. I'm more worried about my local government, to be honest, than the actual presidency, per se. But yeah, bro. I used to look at black people who were Republican kind of funny when I was younger. And I definitely understand why some people sit on that side now.
The Republican side?
Yeah. Not necessarily saying that, you know, they agree with all the views and whatever. Like, you know, growing up, they always made the political party a race thing. So you would always feel like, oh, if you were a minority, you would have to side with the Democrats. And if you didn't, you weren't being true to your people. Colin Powell.
This is what I'll tell you. I agree with that. I think that was a sentiment once upon a time.
Yeah, once upon a time. Yeah. But I think those people who thought like that still think like that. The older people. Like, they're still voting Democrat because they were taught to, and they don't know why.
I'm going to backtrack real quick. French Montana said Coke in his crew means creation of kings everywhere.
Yeah, I know kind of kings you talking about, nigga.
Cap. But anyways, back to the voting politics stuff. So those are the things that are important to you.
Yeah. What's important to you?
I'm still sticking with economy with student loans. I could tell you that the Republican Party is not an option for me. They are not. To me, they're. That is the one single like entity that I don't love the Democratic Party. I don't think they do nearly enough, but I'll never side with the Republican Party just because the things that they claim that they stand for, the things that the ideology I can align with.
What's
the conservatism stuff? Hey, we want to bring jobs back to America. Okay, cool. I rock with that ideology. Like Trump said that, like, hey, I'm looking to bring.
And he did.
Okay, so when you say he did, what jobs did he bring?
Factory jobs back up north and like the factory states like Michigan and shit like that.
So you feel like they make more steel now in Michigan?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's more factory jobs. Do I know exactly what they're doing in these factories? No. I think a lot of it's cars, like car parts. I know Chevrolet is big in Michigan. Or GMC Chevrolet. They're together, right? I think they're like the same brand. They're heavy up in Michigan, and I wouldn't just say it was just in the factories. Just in general, when
he said
Trump was in office, he had the lowest.
He said he's going to bring coal back to West Virginia. Like coal is something that's kind of outdated at this point. We don't need it nearly as much as we used to. It's not feasible. Like I get it if you're just trying to activate the base in West Virginia to win votes, but that's not really economically feasible to just.
Who told you that he was doing that to win votes and not doing that to provide jobs that the coal would actually still power certain things?
When I say jobs, or if you talk about jobs, I look at things like, I don't know, American Airlines or like.
But you got to remember, IBM, like, you got to remember.
Places that outsource millions of jobs.
No, I feel you on that. But that, so did the car factories. Where do you think all the car factories went?
None of our, hardly any of our cars are made here. What
administration do you think that happened in?
I think that's been an issue for quite some time now.
Yeah, but what administration do you think that happened in?
I don't know. Do you want to elaborate?
It was definitely started in the Clinton era. And do you know?
So before Bill Clinton came into office, you think all this stuff wasn't taking place?
No, I think you're twisting my words a little bit. I'm just saying I don't.
You don't think that started long before?
If you look at the Republicans and point things out, then I think you should also do for the Democrats.
That's fine. Okay, Bill Clinton saw 94 crime bill, incarcerated a shit ton of black people. I can point it out, but understand something: black people were behind that too. That's what we don't talk about. Black people in those communities and stuff that were being deprivated by all the drugs and crime and stuff. Were all the people that were having to bear the brunt of that were behind that bill too.
Right.
Because they were like, hey, man, we tired of dealing with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I get it. And it criminalized it. It used it to incarcerate several generations of black people. So right. It's cool. It's fine. Like, I understand. It's not cool. It's not fine. But I understand. So when you talk about like, oh, well, I'm just here to tell you. Back to the point I was trying to make. IBM, American Airlines, several other companies you can think of that outsource, even my phone, my Apple product. If I'm talking to a customer service or something with Apple, like, why am I talking to somebody from the Philippines trying to get my device working correctly? Like, these are jobs and stuff that historically used to be in America. But because companies are greedy, we can take these jobs and outsource them for cheaper labor. And because they have tax loopholes, guess what? We don't have to pay nearly the same amount or even fair tax that we do. A lot of Republicans seem to fall along the lines of people that either associate with that or are doing that. I'd be one to say that our politics are pretty much run by rich people at this point. I'm one of those people. I think that's on both sides. That's not a Republican Democratic thing. Like, that's just where it is.
If you go back to one of the episodes that we talked about, I've been mentioned that there needs to be laws in place where you could only use a certain amount of money for your campaign.
So I'll say this. I rock with you on the whole,
There needs to be stricter laws on campaigns.
Yeah, I agree with that. But not just campaigning. I rock with you on the, okay, this person isn't an option for you. Like, Biden's not an option for you.
And then who's going to be his VP? Because it ain't going to be Kamala.
I mean, I'm not too worried about it, man, because this is one of those times where I may not vote. I might vote independent. Like, I'm going to vote for the best option for what I got going on. Like, I think it's one of those things. So for me, a big thing is what? Student loans. Like I said, jobs coming back to America and student loans. Student loan forgiveness. I'll give Biden his credit. He's made several attempts to keep his word, and it's actually paid back some of these student loans.
Yeah, to certain professions.
But he's done it. I don't blame the reason it hasn't come through for us and for the rest of the people that aren't affected,
bro,
covered in that.
I worked in healthcare during COVID, mm-hmm. bitch. If you're paying somebody's loans back, bitch, you need to be paying my shit back.
I don't disagree with that.
In healthcare, bro, like, where have you? Damn, what have you done?
I don't disagree with you at all.
Been done for anybody in healthcare? I mean, nurses is making mad money, but they deserve that.
I don't disagree with you in any way, shape, or form. Right. My point is, it wasn't Biden that blocked that.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, point.
It wasn't Biden that blocked it, but it was also Biden who is leading this administration, where you put out information before you even got it approved and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You made that shit like seem like it was, shit was out the bag.
Yeah,
like,
it's still a ploy. It's a, hey, I need to get reelected.
Oh, of course. Bro,
I have an issue with it. Because guess what? If you talking that talk about, hey, I'm trying to pay these student loans off.
Hey, bro, I'm going to let you know right now.
I'm listening.
Life was easier when Trump was in office. I'm going to tell you that right now. Gas was cheaper. Food was cheaper. The economy, unemployment rate was lower. The amount of people that were using services was lower.
All I'm going to tell you is, man, I think you're right. I'm not going to say you're wrong. And I don't think I'm the person to try and educate you on it or anything of such force. But I do think you sound a little misinformed.
I'm not misinformed at all. If you're asking me if I got to pick between two devils, which devil?
I'm not asking you to pick between it. I'm just telling you there's a reason that you think those things were better under Trump. I'm not denying they were. I'm just letting you know they weren't a result. Bro.
I never
of
said
the Trump administration.
Did I ever say that?
Donald Trump
did I ever say that?
You're insinuating.
What I insinuated was patterns. Right? That's what I said from the beginning. Patterns. Go back and look at the patterns.
In office.
All right. Go back and look when we went to war. Who was in office?
Which war?
Just name any war you want to name.
The war in Iraq?
Yeah. Who was in office?
George W. Bush.
Yeah. And then who continued the war?
The United States government, bro.
Okay.
Like, that's you can't start a war and just up and say, okay, well, we got a different president now. We can take everybody out of here. Doesn't work that way.
All right, bro. We have our opinions. I'm not, anyways, I'm not Republican or I'm not a Democrat. Either way.
That's fine.
But you're asking me who I picked, and I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to pick when Republicans are in office.
You have that right.
Things seem to be.
So I'm here to tell you, statistics and data proves that theory wrong.
Cool. Well, show me. Show me.
Like I said, I'm not the one to educate you. I'm just telling you the data that's out
the
there.
You can find that. You go to any major network
that'll show you that.
We already talked about data, bro. Who's the data? Like, where is this data coming from? The same people that you're telling me you don't believe, bro.
You do know statistically, Republican Party seems to win when less people vote in elections.
I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that.
So you don't think it's a reason people
bro, try and Republicans are... Bro, you're making it seem like the Republicans are out here doing anything that the Democrats are not doing, bro. The same shit that the Republicans are doing, the Democrats do, bro.
I don't think the Democrats are trying to restrict people to vote.
Yep. What?
I think the Democrats are trying to encourage everyone to vote.
They're trying to encourage everybody to vote so they could win the vote, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The numbers show.
Everybody.
The numbers
it's
show.
It's an election, bro. The goal is for people to vote.
Yeah, you should want people to vote.
Yeah.
One party doesn't want everyone to vote. That's why they try and restrict it.
Okay, so you think that the Republicans are the only ones restricting or tampering or doing anything with voting?
For the most part, yes. That's now, as far as you say tampering with votes,
interesting.
You would have to show that to me. But as far as encouraging and wanting people to get out and participate in the process, one party does that, another party is not. The other party seems to try and make it more difficult and get legislation passed and redline.
So you don't think the Democrats redline, and you don't think it's just a question. You really don't think that there's no Democrats out there that is backdooring, redlining, or doing accepting money, accepting bribes? There's no Democrats there that are doing that.
That's not what you asked. These are all extra things you're throwing in now,
bro.
I'm telling you, I think Democrats.
What did I ask?
So you said bribing now, taking
no,
money.
No, bro. Bro.
If you're asking about tampering votes, I don't know who does that. That's not. There's a whole website.
Your statement was statistics and data.
Yeah.
And I said, where do you think the statistics and data is coming from? And you said, okay, researchers, right. So you don't think that researchers and like, where do these researchers get their money from to conduct their research?
I don't know, bro. Institutions, right.
Government entities that are funded by
people
that get, so
organizations,
again,
right. Corporations.
So when you follow the trail, all of that stuff leads back to some type of another company that's tied to a political or affiliation. Something always is tied back to the Republicans and Democrats, bro. So if I want, like, it's like the media. If I want a certain thing to be depicted and I'm the one feeding or putting money into your network and news, you're going to play and show what I'm telling you to play and show. And you're not going to play and show what I'm telling you not to play and show on some media stations. So that's why they say some media stations are very right-wing and left-wing based because of their political affiliations of where they get their funding and who they're supporting.
Okay, so what you're telling me is you don't listen to anybody.
I listen to be informed. However, I make my own decisions based upon my own research. I didn't say I didn't trust anything. There's media sources out there that is unbiased, that's telling the truth, that has the facts and has the details, because everything that you just said was from the government and all that stuff. You didn't say I get my information from unbiased podcasts or anything like that. All I'm trying to point out to you, bro, is if everything that is on one side is happening on the other side as well. So I get that you, like, just like you said, you're going to vote Democrat, and that's cool. I don't have an issue.
I didn't say I would vote Democrat.
Well, you said you were going to vote independent, but you said, you know, you wouldn't vote for Republican or whatever. Yeah. And my statement from the jump was, if I had to choose between Biden and Trump, I would pick Trump. That's what I said. I didn't say I was for Trump. I was for the Republicans. I was for this. I was for that. And then I also said, and it depends on who's running for independent. It might be an independent person that's going to be doing all that.
Better under Trump.
So yeah. That would, oh, that I did. When I, in 20,
and when Trump was in office during COVID, I personally felt that things were more comfortable price-wise. I'm not talking about what was going on in the country. Okay, so I'm not talking about...
I'm letting you know, it makes no sense.
Stuff was better when Trump was in office, but right. Trump didn't cause stuff to be better while he was in office.
Certain decisions that he made did make the economy run better.
What decisions
is
that you think that he made that made the economy run better?
All right, so...
I would love to know.
Bringing jobs back to the country. That we had the lowest unemployment rate in years.
And you think that was because of Donald Trump?
I think he had part of that.
No,
yeah.
I don't think he had anything to do with
it. Okay, so bringing back jobs, like you said.
Don't think he did that either, but okay.
Cool, so he didn't bring any jobs back to the States?
No, he didn't. He did a terrible job at that. He tried to sell it, but he didn't actually produce it.
He didn't bring any jobs back. No jobs. Nothing. All right, so I'll look that up and I'll send it to you.
Cool, I appreciate it. And you know what? Next episode, we can double back and see how many jobs he actually brought back and where he brought those jobs to.
We can.
I love to know.
Yeah. It might not be in states that you are necessarily care about because you were naming jobs like American Airlines. No, they're not jobs like American Airlines. It's jobs in states where people live in, where their whole life livelihood was based upon factory workers and mills and all that stuff. So,
so let me ask you a question. During the pandemic, when the stimulus checks and all that stuff was going on, where do you think that stuff came from?
Americans. Taxes.
Okay. While that might be true, how do you think all that stuff gets approved?
Through Congress. Bro, I know what the American government, how the system works. It's
okay.
Somebody has to create a bill. Somebody has to create something. It goes through the House. It goes through the Senate. It's multiple people. It's a political game, bro. I know what it is. It's not to say Trump was like, here's the money. I'm giving it to y'all. I know what it is. I was in student conduct. I was I know how shit works.
Do you think that came from Trump? Or do you think that came from a particular party?
The church?
I'm just letting you know, there are people walking around. Sexy Red is one of them. Which is, that's a very bad depiction of the situation. But I'm just letting you know, these are people that are getting on microphones in front of millions of people and saying, we support Trump because he paid us during the pandemic or he gave us money during the pandemic.
Well, that's definitely an uneducated statement from an uneducated person. So, if we want to talk about...
We have to explain this to people. I try and do it whenever
Politics is what? People. Politics is what?
What do you mean?
What is politics?
It's government.
What is a politician?
I would say, what's a good one?
Because I feel like politician and a government official, they're the same thing, but they're definitely two different things.
Let's look it up, man.
Donald Trump is a good politician.
Politician, defined as a person who professionally involved in politics, especially as a holder of a candidate or an elected office. So an elected official?
And then what does government official say? Is it like the same definition or is it different? Because maybe it's the view of a politician is what Donald Trump is good at. I feel like he...
Government official is defined as an official who has held a civil office in government with or without being elected. This includes people who have been appointed to serve or are part of a civil service.
So I would think that everybody would hope that politicians would operate as, I guess, a government official.
Not always the case.
Definitely not. And I think Donald Trump is a better politician.
Than government official?
No. Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure. Because I wouldn't really want him to be representing me as a government official. I don't want him to be representing me as a president, to be honest with you. However, I think he's just a better politician right now than Biden. I think Biden's time is up. I think Biden was a good politician. Yeah.
I mean, they're both old.
So why are we putting him back in office? I think that's the number one problem right there.
I can't answer that question for you because, I mean, that's the Democratic Party.
Like, the Democrats really think that they're going to win with him again? Like, that's, I guess, where more of my questioning or frustration of why I would pick Trump over Biden. I think if you would have gave me a different Democratic nominee, then the conversation would have been completely different. Because I want to know now, what is this Democrat person doing? What are they here for? Whatever. Like, Biden, you've already shown me that you haven't really done... And you know what? I'm not even going to say anything that you said you were going to do, because that's would be a complete lie. I think both... I think a lot of things are said so you could win office, and I wasn't necessarily banking on everything that Biden said to actually come to fruition. But what I want to say is that I want minorities, and I just want people in general, to stop voting on a party based upon what your family's telling you to, what your race is. Like, really look at what these people are talking about and what they say they're going to do, and then you move in that direction, and you hold those people accountable for what they say they're going to do. Now, how do you hold them accountable? Like, I think it's different to hold a president.
Vote them out!
You know, it's different. Definitely different to hold a president accountable, but, you know, that independent slot right there, we definitely need to start talking about how we change some of these laws and shit, because you can't even get on the ballot in some states as an independent.
So it's like, it's still two-party.
Right. So it's like, how? Houseway. Like, that's crazy. But is the Green Party still a thing, too?
Still a thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's picking up a little steam. Mm. I don't know if it's picking up enough to make, like, to do headway, something. But it's still a thing.
They might need to combine or something.
Shit. So let me ask you this, man. Taking it to a little more entertainment, less political. You seen this Charleston White Cam Newton interview?
Some of it.
What'd you think?
People need to stop interviewing people.
So there was points in that interview where I was like, damn, yeah. Cam might be in over his head on this one. But it was a great interview. Like as far as, like, if you didn't know who Charleston White was,
you do not,
and you never heard of this guy, I would implore you to go watch the Cam Newton Charleston White interview if you have no idea who Charleston White is. It was a couple things he said in this interview, man, that really just kind of stuck with me. And I'm like, ugh.
What?
One of them's going to be mad controversial right now.
Okay.
You ready to dip into this?
Jump.
All right. So, I know growing up, I got whoopings as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Brother did, sister did, whatever. You got.
Yep.
So the term for it is corporal punishment.
Mm-hmm.
There's some ties to chattel slavery and all that other stuff, right? But something he said in the interview was, and in no way, shape, or form am I promoting or endorsing domestic violence. All right? But I've never heard somebody argue this way.
Mm.
Charleston, Cam basically asked him, like, Charleston, you know, you don't hit women, you know, do you? And Charleston was like, well, nah, he's married. He's like, no, I don't, or he's a girlfriend or something like that. He's like, no, I don't hit the girl I'm with now. But he's like, I've, you know, slapped my baby mama in the face before or something wild, right? And Cam's like, nah, man, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what you mean? You know, that's our relationship. I can basically do what I want. He was like, nah, man, you know, if you were to do that in front of me, I would have to lay hands on you, and so that wouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. And at first, I'm agreeing with Cam. I'm like, nah, man, I'll let you just hit your woman in front of me like that. No, come on, man, you can't be doing that. But Charleston was like, hey, what's the difference between you
hitting your kid
and telling them I'm beating you because I love you versus you hitting hitting your spouse or your girlfriend or your wife or whatever. It's no less love there, right? And I was just like, damn, I've never heard anybody phrase it that way. No, I still think it's wrong and you shouldn't do it. But I get the point he's trying to make.
Is there, though?
You can't, and what, so they're both, so this is the thing, right? you beat a child because they do something wrong, or you disapprove of what they did, or whatever the negative action was, it's a result, so they don't do it again. There's nothing that says you stop learning when you're an adult. So in theory, ladies and gentlemen, okay, this is hypothetical. This is, as I stated before, I am not endorsing domestic violence, okay?
It's like you have to
not endorsing
you got to put the like,
but I'm just trying to make a point that the two are somewhat comparable. How can you beat your kid? Your kid still has a brain. They may not be an adult. They may not be 18 years old yet to know the difference between right and wrong for everything, but adults still learn. Adults still make mistakes, and we still love them.
Mm-hmm. Society.
Right? All things we can agree on, right?
Society norms. Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between the two? The only difference is the kid depends on you. Mm-hmm. Well, in the sense your wife or your girlfriend or whatever may depend on you too. But the kid ain't strong enough, big enough, or whatever to fight you back. Mm-hmm. The way an adult woman or man or whatever significant other is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only difference. It may be the action of you, maybe how the discipline happens. You ain't bending over a 35-year-old woman and smacking her.
And that's what I was just about to ask.
You know
what I mean? Like, what kind of? Are we talking like?
How are you disciplining your kids? Because there's levels to that too.
Correct. Right. Because if you're the comparison is if you're out here beating on your spouse, mm-hmm. woman or man,
mm-hmm.
then that's equal to you beating on your kids.
Yeah.
Like, that's on something you need to be reported to child safety.
Yeah.
So I would, compare those things too. Or whatever. But, I mean, now if you're talking about, like, hey, I know with, like, toddlers and stuff like that, like, for them to understand certain things, like, because you don't want them to open the cabinet, you have to, a little tap on the hand so mm-hmm. that they could under...
Levels.
Right.
Levels. Yeah.
So I think that's kind of where you kind of draw the line. I don't think necessarily how I was raised I would hit my kids like that, but I would also hit my kids.
but not like that.
I mean, like, I think, like you said, there's levels to it. Like,
right.
for me, like, it was you taught back, you got popped. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Something
you came back with bad grades, you got popped. Like, it was like, yo, you got popped for everything. Like, yo, just talk to me. But I think there's some level of things where, and I think it's an age thing too. Like, I'm not gonna be hitting my 16-year-old kid. Like,
hey man, some kids were beat when they were 16.
No, I know kids that were beating at 16.
I wouldn't get beat. Yeah,
that's not happening.
But different strokes, different folks. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But that was one thing I took away from that interview, and I was like, wow, I've just never heard somebody argue it that way.
It's the society. It's the societal norms. Like, at one point, society said it was okay to beat your kids,
and now it's looked at as
it's frowned upon.
Yeah,
corporal
punishment for you. Another thing he said in this interview. He went over some of the stuff he was doing
mm-hmm.
Before, he popped off via social media.
Right.
Like I said, I came away with a lot more respect for Charleston White, man, just because, like, I didn't know his story had the whole murder thing in there, where he went to jail and spent that time in prison. He comes out of being incarcerated and starts doing work in the community. And I kind of can understand the view he has towards the community versus the community's relationship with worship and celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Because
What
after he did this interview, I've never seen so much circulation for this guy as far as him being at city council meetings. And this is from years ago. Community outreach centers, community outreach programs, at-risk youth programs. Like, Charleston White does work. Like, for all the gimmicks and the trolling and all that stuff that we see online, I was just like, man, I've never seen that. It's almost like a catch-22 in a sense.
He's smart.
And that's what he basically said in the interview.
It's marketing.
That's basically what he said in the interview.
He's marketing himself.
He said, when I dressed up in a bow tie and I came out here in a suit and I was clean cut and I was out here trying to spread my message, nobody paid me any attention.
And he's probably, like you said, was doing
it
for years.
Nobody cared. When he goes into his whole delivery spill, I'm gonna play it for the episode for you guys to hear, so you understand what I'm saying. But he said along the lines of, it wasn't until I changed my image,
how I looked, how I acted,
and became like one of these ignorant ass rappers that y'all love, that everybody started paying attention.
And then now you can pay attention to the thing that
I'm trying to
bring.
And now that you're paying attention to the ignorant ass rapper stuff I'm doing,
let me tell you something.
Let me tell you the real stuff that's going on.
Right.
Let me tell you how to fix the real problems. Let me tell you about how the laws are being changed.
Without you guys even knowing or even saying anything about it.
I was just like, wow. I was dumbfounded because at first, and you've heard me reference him on the pod where I've been like, hey, I'm not really sure about this Charleston White guy. But every time I heard him speak, within what he's saying,
he knows what he's talking about.
He says some real stuff, and I'm like, he says some things that can kind of provoke thought, and it's just like I said, the domestic violence thing. I've never heard somebody argue it that way. I don't agree with it, but I've never heard the argument, and it made me think. What's the difference between the two? And I have to sit there and think about that ideology, and I'm like, you know what? It leads me back to this is wrong. And it puts it in perspective that no matter who it's happening to, it's still wrong.
So let me, I'm going to wait. I got a point that I want to reference this situation to.
Oh, okay.
At the end.
I got you. But, man, it's just one of those things where I'm like, this guy is provokes thought. I don't want to throw this name out there, but he reminds me of Kevin Samuels a little bit.
I thought you were going to say that. No, I mean, we said the same
where
thing.
Where it's like, you don't always agree with what they're saying,
but
the provoking of thought that they give is really what's so valuable.
It's the other side of the perspective, and then they both were just, they found the way that they had to do it.
Yeah, they did. They found their niche, what worked, and I hate to say it, and it's just how we...
And
it's
clickbait.
It ain't all black people.
Clickbait.
But it's just what's gonna draw the attention, and then once I get the attention, now I can spread this message. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy when you think about it. But shout out to Charleston White, man. Continuing to do good work in the community, and that's all I can. That's all you can ever hope for. Somebody that's out here trying to do work in the community. I feel like it was one more thing from that interview I wanted to talk about, but I'm trying to remember right now. Shout out to Cam too, man. I think he found his niche. Like, that's going to be his niche after football, pretty much. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
Everybody can do it. You just got to put the effort.
But
it's effort.
I mean, he's getting better. I think he's getting better. I like what he's doing.
That's some truth to it. It's just the delivery. You standing, there's no denying that you're standing for and by your people.
Well, here's the thing. When you're addressing evil, you can't worry about the delivery. When you're looking at the conditions of our community, you can't worry about the evil when you got kids that kill kids and say we smoking on Tuca. See, they wasn't worried about the delivery when these kids in Chicago were talking about smoking on Tuca. Mm-hmm. They weren't worried about the delivery. I ain't got no manners for no slut. I'm gonna put my thumb in her butt. The delivery? I like girls kissing girls where I'm from, and that's on the radio. Girls on girls, that's promoting lesbianism to my daughter as we driving to school. This song they playing with Drake. Y'all worried about the delivery? These niggas talking about killing each other. And they really, that nigga Thug said, nigga, I shot at your mama. You don't mention me no more. He really shot that nigga mama. And y'all worried about my delivery? These niggas are confessing to murders on songs. And y'all worried about my delivery? The conditions of black sucking them, talking about booty hole. Y'all worried about my delivery? Come on, don't be hypocrites, black people. Y'all can't listen to this music if y'all so caught up in my delivery. Don't do me like that. And the way y'all snap and pop y'all pussy to this music, the way y'all kill and drill to this music, don't trip about my delivery. Hey, yo, easy. Why you wear your pants like that? I wear my pants like that because that's easy access, baby. Easy. Why you talk like that? I talk like that to get my point across. Because when I wasn't talking like that, wearing a bow tie, y'all wasn't paying me no attention, and I was going to the Supreme Court changing laws and legislations in this country. I was working with over 50 U.S. congressional members, from Ted Cruz to Mark Rubio, Senator John Cornyn. I was on the front page of the American Bar Association Journal. I had done a study with News 21, Walter Cronkite School of Journalism. Y'all wasn't paying attention then. So, nigga, I gave y'all what y'all want. A ignorant motherfucking nigga that talk like them rappers. Now y'all listening. Now y'all paying attention, huh? I got y'all attention, checkmate. Now let me tell y'all what y'all need to hear. We fucked up as a race of people since y'all so caught up into my delivery. 5% of children now are catching HIV from ages 13 to 21. What y'all worried about? 85% of the new chlamydia, all the new cases are teenagers. What y'all so caught up about? Nigga, only 35% of most kids in inner cities can read on or above their grade level. What the fuck are y'all talking about and these kids can't read? Come on, my nigga. So if we gonna be real, let's be real. I'm not bashing the black woman in her BBLs. I'm not bashing the black woman because she wearing eyelashes. I'm not fucking with the sister because she got too many baby daddies. I'm addressing men. Just like we abandoned no justice, no peace for George Floyd. Are we still mad about George Floyd? Are we still mad about police shooting? Is that why we not kneeling no more? Are we still boycotting the NFL? What happened to all these things? What happened? Nigga, because I'm still stuck on Tamir Rice while y'all stuck on my delivery. I'm still mad why ain't now motherfucker tore up the country behind Tamir Rice. Baby Tamir Rice at that. Since we so in tune.
See this is the thing, Charleston. Like I think.
What else we had on the block today, man?
All right, so real quick. So how many people do you think, and it's not like a real answer, but help out in the community like that, and try to get, like, why isn't that common knowledge about local government and all that stuff? And when I say common knowledge, like, not that you didn't learn about that you have that stuff in school, but the importance of it. Did you learn that? Like, how important local government was in school, like high school?
Yeah, because, I mean, I learned about the functions of it. And obviously, like...
the functions, but, like, the reality of it.
Not necessarily the reality.
Right. Like I feel
like... You don't.
The examples were always given on a presidential scale. Like, they were never given, like, on a really local.
Nah, like, the impact wasn't felt like, hey, this is, if this law changes, this is what it can do locally to the entire state, or the entire county, or, you know, yeah.
So I think that the government has a part to do with that.
They don't want people to understand the way.
Correct. Yeah. Everything's in the power of a book. And if they control what's in the book, right? Like, how old are we where we're now just really figuring out how important this shit really is? Like, we knew, but, like, now, I feel like now we know. You know, it's like...
You'd have came through with some scars. Yeah, you understand now. I mean, trial and error.
Yeah. But imagine if you knew what you know now, like, let's just even say 15 years ago.
So, I mean, that kind of brings me back to the question of, if you could do it all over, would you?
Do what all over?
Everything.
Like everything?
From
birth?
Yeah.
Oh, hell nah.
Oh, you wouldn't do it all over?
From birth?
I would.
From birth?
I would do different too.
Like, and you had this knowledge stored in your mind?
Same knowledge you got today. You just starting it over.
Do I know where I end? Like, do I find, like it's like, oh, you die at 70.
No. You stop. You get stopped right now.
But cold turkey. But like, what if I die tomorrow? Like,
you still going all the way back?
Nigga, I'll just die tomorrow. Like,
I mean, that's the alternative. I mean, it's the unknown. But hey, we take the knowledge you have right now. Everything that's happened up until this point today.
I low key.
Can we say, hey, start it all over?
I low key feel like life may be better.
Of course, it should be.
But I feel like you would still have a lot of problems. I feel like the problems would be different. 85%
of the problems I have would be eliminated.
Yeah, and then you would just have new ones.
No, that extra 15% would always be there, and I would be okay with that. That's manageable.
How do you know it's only going to be 15%?
I mean, that's just me taking the grand scope of
it. So I feel like you're going to have other problems, you know what I'm saying? I feel like there's going to be
like... Those other problems wouldn't... I wouldn't consider those problems.
So you feel like you know you're going to be rich.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like...
I already know. You know every company that's successful right now.
Oh, so you're literally talking about living the same life.
All
like,
the way
okay,
back.
So you're talking about living the same exact life. Like, right
if
now.
You could do,
not just like, hey, you you're starting over.
No, I mean, like, you're starting over. Like, you're going to have the same parents. You're okay. Living in the same household.
And
but you get to do it all over.
But the same shit still, like 9/11 still happens. This still happens.
Same stuff still happens.
Oh, okay. See, I thought it was like you're starting life over, but you have these tools.
Nah, man, this ain't an episode of Invincible. I ain't throwing you on another planet.
If the same exact thing's going to happen, so like some Back to the Future type shit is what you're saying.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, why not? Why not? I feel like that'd be a long ass life, though.
No,
I feel like deep down inside you would
just
know.
Be like, damn, I forgot that happened.
It would be like everything would be deja vu.
Not
would,
really.
Yeah, that's what happened in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Then he was like, oh, that. Oh.
You get it. That only lasts like the first like week.
Okay, bitch. Because you gotta go get amnesia pills. You gotta go get amnesia pills and shit.
I'm gonna tell you what would happen to you. You would just be like, damn, y'all ain't came out with the internet yet.
Y'all don't know what Wi-Fi is?
Hey, give me my cell. Oh, it flips. Shit. You would want to be ahead. Like, oh, the Bluetooth don't.
Like, nigga, we watching black and white TVs.
It's still in the box. It ain't flat. Hey, we need you to help us. No Uber.
So you could invent something then and become an inventor?
In theory, you could.
So you could steal somebody's invention.
If you knew how it worked.
Mm. So
they say the government has technology 10 years ahead of us, and they release it after like they feel comfortable. That's why they always say like Al Gore's internet, because they had internet access way before they released it to the public.
Yeah, I mean,
supposedly.
I feel like, you know, I could definitely see. I don't know if 10's the number, but I definitely could see that.
What do you mean 10?
Like, I don't know if it's 10 years, but I could see that they do have technology that we don't have right now.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how far that goes.
That goes, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, fucking Orange County just basically opened up this big-ass area, and it's like, oh, yeah, this is Orange County now, by the way. We've had this since 1993.
Yeah.
Nobody knew.
Fuck. China just unveiled an invisible cloak.
The what?
Like an invisible cloak.
Like a cloak?
Yeah, but they had it in, like, a picture frame, and they held it up to the presenter to show that.
Like a cloak.
Yeah, it's like an invisible makes you invisible and is transparent to whatever your background is, so it looks like you're not there.
What the fuck?
Yeah, see, it's 2023, man. I figured we'd be here by now. They can make the car fly if they want to.
Niggas are invisible now?
Yeah, but I've kind of known about it for a while.
So now there's going to be invisible.
Nah.
Like, so fuck the cloning. They're just going to be invisible.
Nah, like war.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like, they're going to send sleeper cells over here invisible?
They got bullets that hang in the air for more than 4 or 5 seconds.
Okay.
Remember seeing the movie Wanted?
Yeah, they be throwing the bullets and shit. Yeah. Yo,
can hang that long and hit you from, you know, so, yeah. It ain't that crazy, right? It's crazy, but it ain't that crazy.
That is wild. Speaking of clones, did you hear the Jamie Foxx won the Vanguard Award?
For the clone Tyrone?
Oh, that's what it was for?
Oh, that's, I don't know, man. I was asking because you
funny.
Said
funny.
Because you said clone.
No, in his acceptance speech.
My bad.
I was like, damn, that what?
No, I really thought that's where he was going.
I was like, yo, nah. And his acceptance speech, he was like, it's really me. I'm not a clone. I think a clone would say that, but it's quite interesting. Because there are clones out here.
They're cloning meat, man.
Bro, and y'all okay with that, man? I can't believe y'all said that.
Oh, you heard that?
Bro, it was on the pod. It was you and Queso. Yeah, run that back, bro. Yeah, run that back.
You sure that was me?
Yes, bro. Both of y'all was for that shit.
We said we was good with cloning meat.
Y'all was like, oh, I'm okay. So I was like, it's 2020, you know, whatever. Now,
I'm not surprised we're there.
You said you would eat it.
Nah, I don't know.
You said you would eat it. Both of y'all said y'all would eat it.
I gotta go back and listen to that. That don't sound like something.
Both of y'all said y'all would eat it. And I was like,
sound like something. You probably already ate it and you don't even know.
And then I was like, yeah, man, they at least got to list it on the menu, like saying it's clone or something.
That don't sound like something Valley G said.
Bro.
I'm going to go. You know what?
You got, you got a lot of shit you about to double back on.
You remember what episode that was?
Nigga, I do not know, to tell you the truth.
Hey, man, I remember talking to Wendy about it, and I'm like, and I remember him saying, like,
damn,
it might be a good thing at some point in time. And I'm like, I could see it being a good thing at some point in time in the future, if you're trying to
think, now you have me thinking, like a third world. I do remember having that convo with Wendy too.
Yeah,
but did we also have it with Queso?
Maybe, but I don't feel like I was like, yeah, man.
You were definitely for that shit, bro.
Nah, bro,
you would eat it.
Nah, unknowingly, yes, because I wouldn't.
I mean, yeah, of course, you don't know.
Yes.
So
you, I know the black man in me ain't finna be like, hey, man, I'm gonna be the first one to try. Nah. It ain't finna happen.
I feel like, why not?
Nah, man, I feel like it should give you cancer and stuff, man.
A lot of the food we eat give us cancer.
Which is why I try and stay away from it. I try and manage that stuff now. A lot of the stuff is bad for us. You heard about the stuff they're banning in like Skittles and Starburst and stuff in California? It's like some kind of chemical or something in there that causes cancer. But it's not even like it's banned immediately. It's like, hey, we're going to put this in place for like 2025 or 2026. And then on top of that, they're like, hey, and if you violate it, we'll fine you. And then we'll fine you again.
And then we'll worry about what we do after that.
I'm just like, man, it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, killing people.
But you know what? I seen some video the other day, and I got to find it. I'm going to send it to you. It said, like, crime is a construct or something like that. Like, I don't know. God was kind of like, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Like, crime is like needed?
No, it's like a construct where it's like a corporation can do something.
Oh, and get away with it.
And get away with it for a really long time.
Oh, yeah.
A single person can commit an act and we all deem it like, oh, this is terrible. This is bad.
Yeah, like Ponzi
scheme. Almost, right? And I'm just like, damn, man. Like, it's kind of messed up. But
it's America.
But it's America that's been created. It's America that's been created this way. And it's, well,
America
at its foundation, it's been manipulated to the point now where it's like, okay, it's I don't think shit's running the way it's supposed to.
Okay, so let's speak about that real quick. It's interesting that you say that. So
well, hold on. Before you get into it, I want you to know exactly what I mean when I say that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean in terms of, I don't think our economy should be functioning in a way where, take student loans, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If our government said, fuck it, you know what, we're going to put $100 billion and forgive all the student loans,
mm-hmm.
that would probably help boost our economy immediately because we're eliminating a whole bunch of debt, right? By eliminating that whole bunch of debt, you instantly raise a whole bunch of credit scores. That would probably enable a whole bunch of people from all kinds of different backgrounds to instantly be able to catch up and maybe get up a level or two. To instantly be able to, okay, I can go buy a house, or I can go buy a condo, or I can go buy a car now, I can get a better job. Instantly, just off of that. Hey, I've eliminated all this debt that I had, or this $200,000 I had to pay back, I no longer have to pay back. So you know what? I'm not getting $475 relinquished from my check every 2 weeks. Now I can take that money and put it towards paying off this car payment.
You would hope.
You would hope. And one would think that if you broke that down to just any government entity, any government, and say, hey, this is a way we can solve the economic crisis in our country. This is one avenue that could help us. You would think that they'd be like, you know what, let's go ahead and do that. I don't know what the argument is that's against that.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what the argument is that says, we're not going to do it for this reason.
Because it will oversaturate the market. So you would have two.
It's kind of crazy, right?
Right.
Because the market is currently oversaturated. Where
the opposite way.
Right? Which makes no sense. It, within our economy, you would think that it's only a ticking time bomb. We can't.
Oh, no, definitely.
We can't
actually. They think of housing.
We can't actually sustain ourselves.
Right, yeah.
We
don't.
Because so the new working class population.
The new middle class is like, they say 100 to 120 a year. They say that's the new middle class.
And that's shrinking.
To buy a 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom house right now, just a normal house,
mm-hmm.
it's going to cost you on average in the country,
mm-hmm.
I think like so that's 450 to a half a mil.
So that's a composite. They took all states and said, hey, this is the borderline median that it's going to cost you to own a home in the United States.
Correct. It's crazy.
That's kind of crazy, right?
Right.
So that's why one would think like, hey, we don't have an economy that can, maybe right now, but hey, let's boost another 200 years. This shit can't sustain itself running this way.
Right.
It has to look like you would think, hey, man, my working class and my middle class need to be strong and stable. The more strong and stable they are, you would think, the more wealthier and comfortable I'm going to be up here. Because that's a working population that's still funneling money into me inevitably. Inevitably. I own the grocery stores. I own the car insurance companies. I own all your plazas over here, the Chipotle, so, Starbucks, the FedEx.
I think part of your answer that would help, right? Mm-hmm. If not necessarily, so as much as I'm for the student loan, like payoffs and stuff, like I get why.
Going, you're going to get all that money back anyway. It comes right back to you. Maybe not all at once, but inevitably, it will come all back to you.
I get why, but I think when we look at some of these things that you're talking about, I think some things that could definitely benefit is like housing, like laws and restrictions and stuff like that. Like, okay. Like right now, insurance for Florida for a house, like it's like almost impossible. Yeah, like it's hard to get home insurance, and that's why like the HOAs on condos
are so high
because the so it's like stuff like that can be maintained. Like you got people paying more in their HOA than they're actually paying in the mortgage of their condo.
It's wild,
and it's like a norm. Like it's a norm.
That
like housing caps, like pricing. Like why is my apartment more than the mortgage on my mom's house?
Should it be?
So I think it's like that's an example of how certain things could be stabilized, where it's like certain caps and stuff are put in place. But I think, you know, like to the point of student debt, like as much as we would all want it, eliminating all of student loan debt, then the trickle effect of what happens after that. So like you talked about jobs earlier and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So if there's nobody collecting money for student loans, then all those people lose their jobs. You know what I'm saying? There's always something that's going to happen.
I'm going to tell you right now.
You rather them lose their job.
People going to lose their jobs anyway because we got something called automation and AI.
That's crazy.
That time is coming.
Yeah. We about to start using it.
What I'm saying, it's already gravitating towards me.
Did I show you what we built at work?
Nah.
A little bot?
Y'all built one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all controller to move on or something?
No, not like a bot like that. A bot on our phone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we in 2023 now. Hey, popping up on your mobile device.
Bro, on Teams.
On Teams. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Here we are. Yeah.
But, yeah. It's a crazy world, bro. We saw it happen at McDonald's, like, what, like 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
When they started putting them little kiosks, a self-checkout, Publix, so and all that. Publix got self-checkout.
Heard a story, I think it was a New York Times the other day. Fast food is going up.
Prices?
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Across the board.
Or they're taking the amount, the quantity out of the portions and keeping the prices the same.
I didn't even notice that. But they said they did a composite, and they said fast food basically across the United States has all gone up. Because
food costs is up and shipping costs is up.
So, but this is a product, and I was referencing it earlier. So remember when eggs went up to like $12 earlier this year?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken and stuff was more expensive, bacon and stuff.
Everything was more.
That wasn't a direct cause of inflation. The companies that are manufacturers that produce all that stuff are being sued right now for price gouging because that's what they did. They took advantage of the fact that we're in a pandemic. They took advantage of the fact that we got inflation. And they said, you know what? We're going to raise these prices and get this guap. All that was greed.
That is the result of the economy, though. Like, when you learn about economy and all that stuff.
If there's no law prohibiting you to do it, we're going to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
But there's a law that prohibits
it. There is.
They just said, we're going to F that law and do it anyway. And it got nailed. And I hope they take
I hope everybody gets their money back. Bitch, I had to stop eating eggs for that shit.
Oh, really?
But what? I was not paying no fucking $9 for eggs.
Yeah, man. It looked like like you lacking protein.
Yeah, I couldn't even take that. Yeah, I'll take that one. Yeah, some interesting times that we're living in right now. Interesting times.
Hey, man, they say you got to go through hell to get to heaven, you know what I'm saying? Or it's darkest before dawn.
I need to find some. Yeah, you know where I'm going. I'm about to ask. I need to ask Rogers to get a history book from his daughter. I need to read that history book. Like, I want to know what
you want to see what's in it?
Yeah, like, I want to know what the fuck y'all saying. Hey, like, man, how much y'all lying out here right now?
In 200 years.
Damn, why you got to wait that long?
I would just love to know.
In 200 years?
Yeah.
Like, what are they saying about us in 200 years?
Yeah. Like, this whole era. Like, what? And then what new stuff they got? I would be very interested.
Like, my mind is like, y'all gonna have, like, fucking flying houses. Like,
so it's crazy. You heard about Elon and SpaceX?
Yeah.
He's in a war with advertisers now. Like, bro. All the advertisers pulled Twitter. Pulled the advertisers.
And he was cussing people out.
He put on that motorcycle jacket and went on that network and thought he was ready to wage war, man. I'm like, I don't know what's going on with you, Elon. Yeah. But SpaceX, apparently they make a ton of money.
Yeah.
By basically throwing satellites and a whole bunch of other stuff up in space for a lot of these companies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't even have to do it anymore. SpaceX just does it. Apparently NASA's working with them too.
Yeah.
Elon's kind of scary, man. I call him Phony Stark because he is, in my mind. Like, his I don't think he's as smart as, like, people try and give him credit for.
Oh, I think he is.
No, I doubt it. Bro, he overpaid for Twitter and then turned it to fucking X. Like, he overpaid by, like, what, $6 billion?
And everybody's still on it.
Nah, not everybody. He lost users. He's still losing people. It's going down. It's not as good as a product. I'm still on it. I ain't going nowhere. I built my following. I'm here. I don't know about y'all, but I built this brick by brick. Okay? It's just interesting.
He gives me... Now I gotta be careful.
I told Wendy he can't call him Lex Luthor. I'm like, he don't have enough swag for that.
He gives me I don't know. I'm smart and I don't know how to interact with people vibes.
So he's almost like anti. Like he's pretending not to be anti social, but he really is. Yeah.
He gives me this person vibes. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you? Because I was going to say the name, but you mentioned some people.
Kind of.
Yeah, like he gives me that vibe. Like, you know, like you really are just a really smart person. And if you really put the time and effort, which I feel like he does, into things, like he really can make his brain work. However, I feel like the downside is like I low-key feel like, you know, a lot of people feel like people are against him all the time. That's why he's always in drama with somebody. That's why he's always... And I also feel like some of that low-key is part of his gimmick. You know, like you said, Tony Stark. Like, Tony Stark was very flashy, very this, very that, or whatever the case may be. He's phony. Phony Stark. Phony, yeah, Stark. Yeah. But...
come on, you know you like it.
Nah,
I wish I could say I came up with it. I didn't. I heard on the internet.
I'm dead. Like, oh, I like that. I'm dead. Stuff. Not Twitter with roasting his ass, and you took it. You fucking, hey man, copyright
they,
that shit.
Hey man, they be cooking, man. Sorry,
niggas.
You got any? I mean, we're going into the new year, man. You got any new year predictions for 2024?
I'm hoping the housing market drops 20 to 30 grand. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing that in my eyes. Been praying for that.
Right.
But no, man, more traveling.
Okay.
I feel like 2024 is going to have some surprises. I don't know what those are going to be.
It's going to be something, right?
Definitely going to be something. What about you?
My prediction, crypto goes back up by a lot this year.
That's a good prediction.
Hopefully. You got you still in it? Still in the
I'm still mining for the...
Yeah, I still do that too.
For the one, yeah.
For both, still doing it.
Still over here chiseling away from time to time. But I don't have any crypto. Nah, my biggest focus right now was being as debt-free as possible.
Understandable.
So I done paid
the way to be.
A lot off these couple years and trying to become a homeowner. And then after that, then it's all like, okay, now I can worry about other stuff. But that's my main focus right now. Yep. But no, if crypto go back up, that's crazy.
I mean, that's, you know. Mm-hmm. But other than that, man, that's it for today. We appreciate you guys. You know what I'm saying? We'll be signing off shortly. You got anything else you want to say to the people? Mr. Javille Martinez?
Man, no, I don't really got nothing to say, man. Like, you know, I know a lot of people like, where y'all been? You know, we never not going nowhere. Like, we never going to stop, like, at least for right now. But no, we got some stuff coming out for you guys. Appreciate some of y'all listening all the time. Rogers, Felix, Special Delivery, Palomino, Wendy. Appreciate all y'all supporting, man. Y'all are the ones, well, not just y'all, everybody that be listening. You guys are definitely the reason why we do this. Yeah, like, you know, y'all keep us moving. So, you know, keep pushing us. You know, let us know if you want to get on an episode or two. Definitely try to make that happen for y'all.
We definitely appreciate the feedback, guys.
Like, yeah.
Definitely appreciate, shout out to everybody.
Woo! Because episode one, boy.
What? I don't know what episode is this.
Yeah. Oh, shit. What episode is this? We didn't even reference.
More, man. My bad.
Dang.
I think we're on.
I think we're on 44.
No, 43.
This is 43?
This is
43? This is 43. Okay.
Hey man, it's been real. Love y'all. Much love.
Only 67 more episodes for my payouts.
I was hoping this nigga forgot.
Nah, nigga.
Hey man, you can swing him a little bit.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Coming to club, shaking my dress on these bows and busting the head.
Yeah, yeah, you can actually say that, huh?
Yeah, I can. I'm gonna drop a picture for y'all because these boys is hating. You know what? My 2 year is coming up, so I'm gonna drop the 2 year picture. I'm gonna drop the start.
We're gonna.
Do you remember the start, bro?
Yeah, I do.
Hold on, let me show.
My phone. It reminds me every day that you were pulling it.
I'm dying.
Yeah. Google reminds me at least once or twice a year.
Look at this shit. Look at this shit, bro. This shit's crazy. Look at that.
Yeah, you come a long way.
Woo.
It's a long way from the struggle baby dress.
The struggle baby dress.
Now you are, like, yeah, some.
Nigga, I'm a lion, bro. What?
You ain't there yet.
I'm like young Simba when he was walking around that shit, like, yo, I'm gonna be king. Like, I know that shit.
How young you talking?
I'm talking like, you know, like.
Like he's still singing in musicals or like young, like.
Nah, he just got out of the musical shit.
Right, so
nah, he was out there trying to get Nala.
You might want to go back and rewatch that movie.
He was trying to get Nala, bro. That's when his uncle was plotting on his ass.
Uncle Scar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this is 2 G's.
And a pod. With the side.
Whenever he comes back.
Queso, come on, man. We miss you, bro.
Yeah, man. You gotta tell this man to stop clocking in these long shifts.
I know, bro. Queso.
Until next time, though. We love y'all. Peace.
We out.
This was another interpretation of the situation.
2 G's in a pod.
With a side. Queso.
What's up? This your boy, Valley G. Don't forget to follow us at @The_Session_podcast on Instagram. @The_Session_podcast on Instagram. And follow us on Twitter @The_Session_P. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter @The_Session_P. And don't forget, this is 2 G's and the Gizzard.